Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. Thank you for being with me. I hope you had a marvelous, heritage, Jesus-filled Thanksgiving celebration, a great time with family. Hopefully today that's going to continue for you. Yesterday, Derek Prince taught us about the great heritage, the great covenants that our pilgrim forebears cut and celebrated and established here in the United States. Today we're going to learn that since we have that heritage, we in the United States have some great obligations, that with great responsibility, with great freedoms, with great gifts, come great responsibilities. That's what Derek's going to be talking about today. And it moves me that this man from England, that this scholar from another nation that had every reason to resent the history of America, every reason to resent those who sailed from English shores and settled in the New World, in fact, taught us to celebrate it, taught us to take hold of it. And that's really one of the reasons that we're talking about it today. The more we understand about who we were, the more we have understanding of who we're called to be and how we can, through prayer and through living righteous lives, take hold of God's great purposes for this land. I'm thankful for the land in which we live, and I'm thankful for the heritage that we have. But it shouldn't make us proud, shouldn't make us arrogant. It should make us humble that we've been chosen to live in such a place. And the result ought to be that in the nations of the world, the gospel is preached, righteousness is done, and that the United States fulfills its godly destiny. Let's listen now as Derek Prince lights this flame in our hearts.
Our theme throughout this week has been particularly appropriate to this season in our American calendar, Thoughts for Thanksgiving. In my talks this week, I've been sharing with you some lessons from Scripture on the importance of thankfulness and thanksgiving. Then I followed that up by a practical application to our situation in the United States at this time. Each day, I've focused on some particular aspect of American life for which we need to thank God. The four special themes for Thanksgiving that I focused on in my previous talks were religious liberty, gospel outreach, limitless opportunities, and godly heritage. The theme that I'm going to focus on in my closing talk today is the spiritual knowledge available to us here in America. But first, let me share with you a simple lesson from Scripture which reveals the tremendous potential for good that there is in the simple act of giving thanks. My lesson is taken from John chapter 6, the account of the feeding of the 5,000 by Jesus. That's 5,000 men and doesn't include women and children. The total company was probably well over 10,000. They'd been with Jesus a long time. They were in a desert place. No food was available. But a little boy came up and offered to Jesus his own lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Jesus took the loaves and the fishes, and with that tiny quantity of food, he fed about 10,000 people, and there was a surplus over. How did that happen? Here's the account, John chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. Do you notice that? Jesus didn't even pray. All he did was give thanks in faith, and giving thanks changed that little boy's lunch into a supply of food for 10,000 people. Can you see the miracle-working power there is in the simple act of giving thanks? Don't you think that you and I need to give thanks much more often than we do? Now contrast what Paul says in Romans chapter 21. What's the opposite? Unthankfulness, failing to give thanks. What's the results? Let me read. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Paul is speaking about the whole human race. "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." Notice there are two basic mistakes When they knew God, first they didn't glorify him. Secondly, they failed to give him thanks. The result was their minds and hearts were darkened. And then Paul describes the ensuing results. He mentions three specific things: idolatry, immorality, and perversion. And then he sums up the end state of these people in verses 29 to 32 of Romans chapter 1. I want to read these. And as I read them, I want you to see that's the end result of failing to give God thanks. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Isn't that something of a description of our current situation in the United States? Don't we see most of those moral blemishes and evils rampant in our nation? Has it ever occurred to you that probably one main reason why this has come about is that we have failed to give God thanks? So let's make this Thanksgiving an occasion to repent and to express our thanks to God. Our special theme for thanking God today is the unique amount of spiritual knowledge available in this country. I wonder whether you appreciate it. Let me just give you three points from which to look at it. Think of the number of Bible translations, Bible paraphrases, Bible commentaries. You probably have several in your home. I have a shelf of them. I thank God for it. But do you realize that there are many, many nations that don't have the Bible in their own language? There are many, many countries where even if the Bible has been translated, the government keeps it from them. Think of all the preachers and teachers. It's been estimated that almost half the evangelical preachers and teachers on earth are ministering in the United States.
I'm not sure I've ever heard scarier words come from the mouth of Derek Prince than these: that when God's people did not glorify or thank God, three things occurred: idolatry, immorality, and perversion. This is almost a perfect description of the dark side of American culture today: idolatry, immorality, and perversion. Let's turn the corner, let's be a thankful people, and let's pray for the United States of America. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through his marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield on this day after Thanksgiving. Great to have you with us. Derek Prince has been talking to us about the great opportunities, the great blessings in the United States of America, and now he's going to talk about the obligations, about the fact that we are a privileged people because we are a people with a calling upon our lives. Let's listen. Let's live it out. Let's celebrate it, but let's also make it a matter of prayer, as Derek Prince teaches us.
It's been estimated that almost half the evangelical preachers and teachers on earth are ministering in the United States. And then think of the means of disseminating the truth. There's print, radio, television, tape recorders, That's not true in most other countries. Either they don't have these technical facilities, or the use of the technical facilities for transmitting the truth of God is deliberately withheld. Let me tell you a simple story of a friend of mine who was ministering the gospel in a remote part of Southeast Asia. He came to a village in a jungle, and he started to talk to the people about Jesus. And one man said to him, "We've never heard of Jesus. Is he a communist?" Can you imagine that? And that's true of perhaps a billion people in the world today. They've never heard of Jesus. And think of the opportunities we have, not merely to hear, but to learn. The almost inexhaustible sources of spiritual knowledge that are available to us today. I believe there's never been a group of people in the world at any stage in human history that have had more spiritual knowledge available to them than this generation in the United States today. But bear in mind that privileges carry corresponding responsibilities. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke 12:48. "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." That applies to us in America today. Let me tell you my own personal response to this situation. One thing I'm going to do each day this week, I'm giving God thanks publicly for this radio ministry, which is just one of the many ways in which spiritual knowledge is being made available to the people of this land. Will you join with me for a moment in giving God thanks for this ministry? God, we thank you today for all the privileges, the opportunities of spiritual knowledge which you've made available to us. We thank you particularly for this ministry. I thank you for those who listen, for those who support, and for those who help me with all the technical details and with the organization. Lord, I want to give you thanks for every person associated with this ministry and for this tremendous opportunity. I want to thank you publicly today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let me share with you some facts about this ministry before I close my message today. Each week, I receive letters from listeners thanking me for the help and the blessing that they receive from this ministry. I believe you'd like me to share with you just a few of these letters. For example, a Methodist minister writes, "Thank God for your message this morning. It was just what I needed to speak about to my people. I want to give them the whole truth about the Holy Spirit. I know He is real, and He is moving in our church now. Please send your book, Purposes of Pentecost. Pray for me as I work to bring this message to the Methodist Church." And then from Washington, D.C., the capital of our nation, "Thank you so much for broadcasting in the Washington, D.C. area. Please send your book, Foundation for Faith, as offered today. Your books and radio teaching are building my faith daily. I shall send contributions as often as I can. I had been praying for God to raise up one of His spokesmen in this area to teach the deepest secrets of the faith. I believe you are the answer to my prayer." And then from New Jersey, "My husband and I just started listening to you on radio. The Lord's timing is perfect. My husband and I have been praying for a long time for our marriage to be healed. Your program, book, and other things the Lord is bringing up in our marriage, I just know it's time for ours. This way we can go out and help others as we are being helped. God is good."
Did you hear that astonishing statement by Derek Prince? That never before in human history have a people had more spiritual knowledge available to them than this generation in the United States today. Because of television, Christian television, because of churches, ministries, technology, the internet, it's absolutely true. And my question is, you know, could it be that some of the titanic struggles we're having in our culture, could it be that some of the great tensions and upheavals that we're having is actually a battle for the soul of the country? That as Christians pray, things are being stirred. Could it be that the great destiny of this land is not yet determined? I believe that's the case, and I believe we ought to pray. More to come, including some special friends here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What was the real story behind the first Thanksgiving? Amazingly, many Americans do not know much about the Pilgrims. How did God use such a humble group of people to birth such a great nation? In his special message, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals the true story of the ones who laid the foundation upon which the United States still stands. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover the two great enduring truths that the Pilgrims practiced and find out how to apply them in your own life. It's such an important story that we want you to have a free copy. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special audio CD are both free. The Pilgrims laid a strong foundation, and we can follow in their footsteps today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free audio CD copy of Pilgrims Laid the Foundation when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and joining me in the studio today are three friends here to help us at the end of the week, at the backside of this Thanksgiving week, really process what we've been hearing. First of all, and most importantly, joining us in the studio again is Cindy Leggett, who is not only Dick Leggett's wife, but also the daughter of Dom Bashup, and as we learned the other day, a very wise woman in her own right. Thank you, Cindy, for being here.
Thank you, Stephen.
And then also the executive producer of our show, Christopher Selby, is here. Christopher, it's always great to have you here.
Why even bother to mention me after Cindy is here? Aren't the rest of us just afterthoughts
If the producer hadn't made me have you here, I would have just been talking to her. And then also Dick Leggett, of course, is here, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. And Dick, it's always lovely to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen. I'm just like ropes hanging from the Goodyear blimp. I mean, that's all I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's vivid. The day after Thanksgiving, let's not talk about blimps.
Okay, thanks.
You know, I'm really thankful for what Derek has taught us this week, and I'm thankful for the fact that he gave birth to so much back in the 1960s of an understanding about our nation. But this whole emphasis he had on a combination of gratitude for what God has done historically and in the present with intercession is something that really has changed our country. It's launched ministries. Who knows where we might have been? Who knows how naked we might have been after 9/11, so to speak, spiritually, had Derek not decades before taught us. And I'm not saying he's the only one, and I'm not trying to give him credit exclusively for something God has done, but I really am on this day thankful for the life of Derek Prince.
Well, you know, for those who were around at that time and who were in contact with Derek's ministry, Derek actually had a bumper sticker that he issued from Derek Prince Publications at that time called Praying for the Government. And we got those. We were not located close to the ministry at that time, or we were, you know, just remotely connected at that time. But we had one of those bumper stickers. And again, the irony of a man who grew up in you know, as a Britisher, but his emphasis was to come to the United States and help people here in the United States know what an impact it would have if they began praying for the United States of America. Just amazing.
Now, Cindy, this wasn't only an emphasis on Derek's part, but also of your father. And so how did you experience this growing up and in your early years?
Well, I would say in my early years, my father was still in the denomination. Mm-hmm. So it was more when I became a young adult. And at that point, leaving that context, starting to pursue things on my own and finding out the specific calls that God had on my life. And one was very much in intercession, which had always been mentioned at home with reverence and respect. You know, I was familiar with it, but I, you know, as a young kid, I wasn't really like locked into it. But as I began to try and find out what it was for me to do, I did feel an affinity to it, even though I didn't understand it. And that's been definitely a call on my life and something I continue to pursue. And I found personally that when you find one thing that you know that you can pray about and you feel a connection with. For me, it was with our country, like Derek's book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, had a profound impact on my life.
You know, I found that many people who have a deep intercessory gift, particularly for praying for the nation, in some sense become historians. They go to the past to understand the redemptive gift and the origins, so they can take hold of that almost as a covenantal thing in our own generation. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is, exactly. And when I had a sense of seeing a difference and being able to see something happen, or I would connect with something and have a sense that I had a stake in that.
Yeah.
You know, not like my prayers alone, like I'm Daniel or anyone, even though I think he's a wonderful example.
Sure.
But that was an encouragement to me. And so that is the context. And plus the phenomenal support that I felt being able to pursue. And I had, you know, I had the privilege of being able to have access to my dad and to Derek and ask questions when I would have opportunity to be with them. And
what a resource.
It was. It was a resource. It was intimidating in one way because you feel so small compared to what their experience was. But one of the things I always appreciated about Derek and my dad is their availability to young people.
Sure.
And delight in being able to share with them.
Now, Christopher, you must have experienced some of this in the same way as a grandson of Derek Prince. How did you come to this?
I did, and I think probably the biggest impact for me was just the ongoing lifestyle of gratitude that my grandfather demonstrated. That probably stood out no more than every year at Thanksgiving. We had the privilege of hosting Thanksgiving in my parents' house every year as, you know, the multitudes would gather. As David Holland mentioned earlier this week about all his many cousins, right there with you, brother. I mean, I am one of about 180.
Oh, my gosh.
So with my mother being one of nine adopted daughters, it just, you know, you just start doing the math and it gets pretty big. Well, every year they would all swarm upon our home. And this was such a special, special time for my grandfather, you know, that he would just revel in this Thanksgiving and what it really meant to him. You know, Cindy mentioned the book Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. He illustrates in that book so much about the pilgrims, about the founding of this nation, that in connection with prayer and fasting.
Sure.
They were interlocked.
Cindy, I wonder if I can ask you, we've only got about a minute and a half left, but I wonder if I could ask you to voice a prayer for us. First of all, just gratitude for the nation, the very things we're talking about, but also that our listeners, particularly the moms, particularly the homemakers, who can, in fact, shape the experience of their kids, would begin to incorporate and have the grace to incorporate some of what you did with your kids and passing on that heritage. Could you voice that prayer for us?
Certainly.
Please.
Father, we're so grateful for this country and for all that has come from it. And Father, we also thank you for the courage that you gave to our forefathers, both in the nation and in faith. And we bless them, Lord. We bless them
yes.
as our fathers and
Amen.
Mothers and what they passed down and what they faced. And Father, we just ask that you continue to bless our nation. We pray that you will raise up intercessors to continue to carry on that remarkable calling on our nation. And in context of that, Father, I do pray for the moms and dads out there that you will inspire them creatively to be able to pass on in tangible ways the wonderful history and opportunity that they have to inspire and to educate their children and their friends and other members of their family for this wonderful, blessed holiday. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you. And thank all of you for being here. It's a great time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, happy Thanksgiving to you. And join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Entering the Presence of God, give us a call toll-free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's audio CD, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.